3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager! That just happened! Thank you very much!
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
It is time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Here we go. Gary Hill back with you. Thanks for coming along. So this is going to be a fun one, despite the game yesterday that we'll talk about here in a moment. Tough, tough loss for the Mariners. They do get the series in a nice road trip, but a chance to sweep aside the Rockies. It was in the grasp, but slipped away, and the Rockies at Coors Field, they get the victory, but the Mariners do. They take the series, and what was a very good road trip for the Mariners. They take 2 of 3 from the Rockies. They had a chance, too, pretty good chance, to take 3 of 4 from the Twins, but let one of those slip away late as well. So the Mariners will return home to take on the Rangers after an off day today. We'll talk about more about the Rangers coming up with the podcast tomorrow, but it's going to be a very fun weekend at Safeco Field. I guess I'll mention it briefly, but Cole Hamels pitching on Friday against Iwakuma. That should be excellent. Jamie Moyer going to the Hall of Fame Days Baseball on Saturday. So a fun, fun weekend at Safeco Field all weekend long. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow. So we'll talk about the game yesterday, and what else we're going to do. We're going to have a little fun because, as you probably know, the 10-year anniversary of Felix taking the mound for the very first time in a Mariners uniform, we just crossed the anniversary. So we're going to celebrate it as we celebrate things on the podcast. We're going to celebrate in montage fashion, and three of them from Felix Hernandez from three different parts of his career. One will celebrate his perfect game. One will celebrate his season last year, which was outstanding and Cy Young Award winning worthy, and one a bunch of highlights from when he did win the Cy Young Award in 2010. And also, I was digging through the archives late last night, and I dug up his very first pitch, the highlight of his very first pitch in a Mariners uniform, Dave Niehaus on the call. It's... I don't know if it equates out to the time I spent to find it and the actual, like, 25 seconds of actual audio sound, but I'm pretty happy with it. So I hope you enjoy it as well. That will come up in a few minutes. But let's talk about the game yesterday. The Mariners riding high, the offense churning, taking on the Colorado Rockies in the final game of the series. And kind of a surprise. It was a pitcher's duel early on. Not really surprised from the Walker side of things, who's obviously been outstanding, but 0-0 through three innings. And the Mariners, they finally break through in the fourth. They put a big three spot on the board in the fourth inning.
Here's the set, Dan. The pitch to Taiwan. Swinging a ground ball fair inside the bag at first and down the right field line. And the ball boy down the right field line gets to the ball. It's a fair ball. Here comes Jackson on to score. Trumbo around to third. Taiwan Walker is in at second with an RBI double. A fair ball down the right field line. The Mariners have a 3-0 lead. Now about Taiwan Walker with his first major league hit and first major league run batted in.
There it is. Taiwan Walker gets a base hit, drives in a run, and unfortunately for the Mariners, it looked like they had a chance to get another one right there, but the ball boy put his paws on the baseball. There were a couple of weird, weird plays in the game yesterday. So the Mariners didn't get the benefit of the doubt from the umpire and get that second run to come in. It would have been huge if they could have gotten another one right there. As we talked about all series long, the more you can get at Coors Field, the better off you are, because you never have enough runs there. And the game yesterday was evidence of that. But it was a big three spot in the fourth inning for the M's. But Colorado comes back with three more in the sixth inning. Taiwan Walker, though, before that, just absolutely dealing.
Walker the set and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike three, and he got the strikeout. Two strikeouts for Taiwan Walker, and he just reached back for a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and he strikes out Paulson. Two outs for the Rockies here in the second. Needed the strikeout, and he got it.
He was in one of those grooves. I mean, you go back to when the Mariners turned the triple play behind him against the Blue Jays in the fourth inning of that start. He went on to pitch two more innings. Since that triple play, going into the sixth inning against the Rockies, he had pitched 16 innings, given up three hits, one run, and fanned 19 in that span. I mean, really lights out. But then Coors Field got to him. He gives up what's a bloop double. It's probably a flyout in a different park. But again, it's what I think is the hardest thing about Coors Field. Outfielders have to play deep because of the way the ball flies, and that just leaves so much grass for bloops and bleeders and parachute jobs. And it was a double. And then Walker walks a man, and then Carlos Gonzalez gets him with a three-run home run. And that's why, right there, why Coors Field is so tough. It can snowball you on you in a hurry. A bloop, a walk, and bam, one swing of the bat. That is three runs on the board. So it's 3-3 going into the seventh, but Franklin Gutierrez, he's just been so clutch.
The 1-0. Swing, and this is clutch. Oh, he gets a ton on this. He tees off left field. Gone. Franklin Gutierrez absolutely destroys that pitch from John Axford. Blink your eyes. The Mariners have a 5-3 lead at the top of the seventh.
And then it got dicey in the eighth inning, but Carson Smith comes on to get one big out. Joe Bimel gets the first out in the ninth inning. But Colorado against Fernando Rodney, they put two on the board in the ninth. We go to extra innings to the 11th inning, and Colorado would walk it off with a dramatic home run in the bottom of the 11th.
The 2-2 swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Smith going back, looking up, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Mike McHenry with a walk-off two-run home run in the bottom of the 11th inning. And the Rockies salvage the final game of the three-game series. They win it 7-5. Mike McHenry with his fourth home run of the year.
And that was the ball game, 7-5. The Colorado Rockies get the win. A couple of things to note before we move on for a second. Gutierrez, three hits in the ball game. Batting average sitting at .299. He has been huge for the Mariners since coming up. Drives in a couple of runs. Robinson Cano drove in a run in the fourth. He was 2-for-5. Also drew a walk. He was aboard three times. You look at it, the last 30 days in the American League, Robinson Cano, 22 RBIs. That ties him for fourth most in the American League. Chris Davis, who's just been ridiculous. Donaldson, Trout, Melky Cabrera, and Cano and Morales all tied at 22. So Davis, 28. Donaldson, Trout, 23. Cabrera, Cano, Morales with 22. So one of the RBI leaders in the American League the past 30 days. And that's been great to see. Nelson Cruz, well, two more hits. 2-for-5, scores two runs. But his streak, five consecutive home runs, it goes by the wayside. He doesn't go deep. Still batting .324. He had a ridiculous road trip. And also two hits for Austin Jackson. Marte, no hits at the top of the order, but did walk twice, which was good to see. He was also involved in an at-bat late in the ball game where it was just a bad strike call. He got rung up on what was clearly a ball, and he got punched out in a big spot with the Mariners, a runner at third base, and it's just tough. I mean, you look at the pitch, it was clearly outside, and that was it. So a couple of really bad breaks for the M's along the way. A couple of opportunities offensively they didn't cash in on, playing add-on, and the bullpen coughing it up late as well. And a day where Carson Smith, he gets one out, but really, according to Lloyd McClendon, that was all he was available for. He talked about that after the ballgame.
He just left a slider up and hit it out of the ballpark. He hit anything with authority. And this ballpark is likely to go out.
And ninth inning, it looked like you had it set up the way you wanted.
Yeah, It's a shame because, you know, I used a bullpen that was on fumes going into the off day, and they all came through, and Rodney Walks, a guy, and, you know, Blue Pier, and it's a tough night then, of course. You know.
Did you see him reverting back to some of the things that he had cleaned up, or was this completely different?
No, I don't think so. I mean, listen, this guy's been up 4 out of 5 days, you know. And he has a right to get tired, too. You know, protecting young kids, but 4 out of 5 days is tough. This was a tough situation, a tough ballpark. The walk hurt him. That's, you know, and these type of ballparks, when you walk guys or you misplay a ball, they usually come back to haunt you.
Is the rest the reason Carson didn't come out for the ninth?
I had a plan for Carson. It was one hitter, and that was it. It really wasn't available there, but I thought if we could get one out from him in a big situation, then we would use him. And he got a big out for us.
Ken, what they, I'm telling you, on the when the ball boy touched the ball,
they thought that's where they should have been placed, and I disagreed with them. So if that ball ricochets off, as it did later in the ball game, it comes back toward the infield. There's no way our guy does not score. So.
Wait, can you play that game under protest under that ruling?
No, it's a judgment call. It's not a rule. Taiwan threw a really nice game for us. Did a tremendous job for us.
Meanwhile, Taiwan Walker, 7 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 5 Ks. That is a start at Coors Field that you take with no hesitation whatsoever. A quality start at Coors Field, you will take each and every time. I thought that was a really good outing for Walker. It's unfortunate, the 3-run home run, especially what led up to it, but I would have taken that before the game in an absolute heartbeat. And he gave his team a chance to win it, but the Mariners fall a little bit short. Here's what Taiwan Walker had to say about his start after the game.
Just try to keep the same game plan, sorry. And just kind of pound the bottom zone, try to get as many ground balls out as I can.
You able to throw everything that you wanted to today?
Yeah, I felt like my stuff wasn't really working today. It wasn't breaking like I wanted to. My changeup and my curveball weren't there.
How much of that was altitude, do you think, versus just the way you felt the pitch?
I mean, I felt good. I felt good in the pen. I just kind of didn't have a feel for it. But, you know, I thought my fastball command was pretty good. And we mixed it in and out.
So pitch the cargo and just something kind of change up and stand up a little bit?
I mean, it was down. Mm-hmm. On the replay, it looked like it was down at his ankles. And, you know, it's a lefty. You like it, ball down, and you put a good swing on it.
Floyd said you didn't want to come out. How much did you try to argue the case?
I didn't try to argue. You know, he's the manager, and you know, it all worked out. But you know, it's kind of one of those. It's kind of suck. You know, it would have been huge to get the win today and get the sweep. But you know, it happens, and we'll just get ready for the next one.
So yeah, so they take 2 of 3, which you feel good about. But the sweep was right there, and they couldn't put it away. You heard Lloyd McClendon talk about it too. And again, back to Coors Field, really any ballpark. It's just Rodney, the first guy he faces, he walks him. You just can't have that in that situation. Can't have the leadoff walks to the first man, especially in a ballpark like that. Especially in a situation like that to bring up the tying run. And it ended up really costing the M's. And they can feel good. They took 2 out of 3. They had a chance to sweep aside the Rockies, but now they come home after a well-deserved off day. It's been a grueling couple of weeks, and now they face back in the division against the Texas Rangers, who are red hot. Again, we'll talk about that more coming up. They've won 4 ball games in a row. They swept aside the Houston Astros, and the AL West is getting incredibly bunched all of a sudden. This weekend's going to be huge for the Rangers. The Astros on top of the division by just 2 games over the Angels, and all of a sudden the Rangers are just 5 back of the Houston Astros after the sweep. The Mariners 5 back of the Rangers, so M's would like to put their own set of sweep on the Texas Rangers. So that's going to be an interesting series coming up. But right now, we're going to celebrate the decade of Felix Hernandez in a Mariners uniform. August 4th, 2005, against the Detroit Tigers, Felix Hernandez in Detroit took the mound for the very first time.
Felix getting set to deliver his first pitch in the major leagues. And the 19-year-old into his wind and his first pitch on the way, and the fastball strike right down the middle, 0-1 the count. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball thrown by Felix Hernandez, his first pitch in the big leagues.
He would end up striking out Ivan Rodriguez for his first K in the big leagues. He would lose that ball game, but pitched well. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Tigers would get the win, and Fernando Rodney would save that game for the Detroit Tigers. Mariners lost that day 3-1, but Felix Hernandez ever since has been, well, one of the best pitchers of his generation. There's just no question about it when you see what he has done the last 10 years, and we're going to celebrate it. 3 montages back-to-back-to-back coming your way. The first, the celebration of the perfect game, which I love to listen to this one from time to time. What a day that was at Safeco Field. The second, a celebration of his year last year and all of the wonderful things that his opponents had to say through the course of the season. And the finale, well, just some of the highlights from his Cy Young season in 2010. Hope you enjoy it. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the podcast.
Pitch swung on, fly ball into the gap in right center field. On the run, still going back. Thames to the warning track, reaches out, and he makes the catch. Eric Thames halfway onto the warning track in right center field. The little guy, Sam Fold, put a big charge into that pitch from Felix.
And that ball was hit. I mean, I didn't really know it was going to happen, but try to run down and catch it, you know, keep us in the ball game. And, oh, Felix had us in the ball game, so. Yeah. Cheers to him.
The 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike three, and Felix has 4 strikeouts this afternoon. He retires the side again in order, and that is 12 in a row set down by Felix Hernandez.
I knew from about the 4th or 5th inning on that, I mean, there were no hits, and I was like, man, this could be the day. I was like, I mean, the way his stuff is every day, I mean, you think that every day might be the day with him. And I mean, I was probably more nervous than he was there in that last couple innings, but yeah, I mean, couldn't happen to a better guy. I mean, better teammate. I mean, I'm as happy as anybody for him.
The 1-2 pitch, swing and a chopper to the right side of the infield. It's going to be picked up, fair ball by the catcher, Jason. The throw to first, and it's in time to get Pena, and that will end the inning. The putout, 2-3, 15 in a row, retired by Felix Hernandez.
I had an idea, 5th, 6th inning. I'm trying to count back and remember if anybody had gotten on base on a walk or a blooper or something, and I couldn't remember anything happening, and I didn't want to look at the scoreboard. You know, you didn't want to get like those nerves going and stuff, but of course I did in the 6th. I saw there were no hits, and it just seemed like his stuff got better and better. You can't ask for he and Jaso to be more on the same page. I mean, it was pretty special to be a part of, and something I'll definitely never forget.
Here comes the pitch, and it's a strike call. He tries to check his swing, breaking pitch, not in the strike zone, and Rodriguez is gone. 18 in a row at the outset of the game, retired by Felix Hernandez.
After that 6th inning, I think he struck out the side. It was just like, all right. Got it.
1-1 delivery, and the ball pounded left side. Grabbed by Ryan. Long throw, and he gets him. Seager diving dramatically for that chopper off the bat of Upton. The third baseman comes up short, but the veteran shortstop comes up long. And Ryan from the hole hurries and throws out the speedy B.J. Upton.
It's exciting for Felix. It's exciting for his teammates. It's exciting for the fans that were here and the fans were watching on TV or listening on the radio. You know, I know that all those young kids out there were, you know, behind them were excited too. I mean, I'm sure they're all a little bit scared or nervous, but, you know, but that's an excitement there that you just don't get to feel on a consistent basis. It's a whole nother level. And it's great for all of our kids to feel that, and it's great that Felix led the way.
Here's the pitch to Joyce. Fastball grounded down the first baseline, just fair. Gloved by Smoke. He goes to the bag to retire Joyce, and that'll do it for Tampa Bay in the 7th inning. What a performance so far for Felix Hernandez. He gets a standing ovation as he goes to the first base dugout. He has retired the first 21 Tampa Bay Rays hitters here this afternoon.
Well, I'm interested in Eric's comment because about 2 or 3 outings ago, he said that might be the best outing I've ever seen. Now he turns around and does this tonight, and this afternoon, and I said, Eric, and Eric, what'd you think? He goes, oh, that was a perfect game. 1-2
pitch. Swing and a second time in the ball game. Felix Hernandez strikes out the side. 10 strikeouts for King Felix, and that is 24 in a row retired by Felix.
I've never been so happy in my life for a friend. You know, like Felix today, like I feel today, I feel like, you know, he did an excellent job today. I don't know, he was amazing. He always been, you know, a great pitcher, but today he was unhittable. So I feel really happy for him. I know he's enjoying this, and he's going to do it. I hope he's not going to do it just one time, more than that. So I'm really happy for him.
The 1-2 to Jennings, swing and a miss, strike three. What a way for the Rays here in the top of the ninth inning. That is 25 in a row retired by Felix. It is strikeout number 11, and he may put an exclamation point on this one. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a ground ball to short, charging Ryan. Brendan's got it. Toss the first, got him. 26 in a row retired by Hernandez. Two outs for the Rays here in the top half of the ninth inning. One strike away from baseball history. Hernandez looks in, the windup, and the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Felix Hernandez pumps his arms in the air. Felix has just thrown the first perfect game in Seattle Mariners history. He's being mobbed by his teammates behind the mound. He's done it. He's done it. Felix Hernandez, a no-hit perfect game. The first in Mariner history. The fourth no-hitter in Mariner history. Holy smokes. What a performance by King Felix this afternoon. He's done it. Hugs from his teammates. Unbelievable. Felix Hernandez, 27 up and 27 down. A perfect game, 1-0 win over the Tampa Bay Rays.
It was unbelievable when I caught, you know, in the strike three pitch there in the ninth inning. It was unreal. Like, I caught it, and I paused there for a second. Like, I can't believe that just happened.
Well, it's always in my mind. I mean, that's in every game. I mean, I need to throw a perfect game. You know, for every pitcher, I think it was in his mind. But, like, I mean, today it happened, and it was something special. And, I mean, like I said before, I don't know any words to explain this. I mean, this is pretty amazing.
He is King Felix, and he reigns supreme.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, did he get tied up? That was dirty from Felix. Barton with a Looney Tunes swing.
All-star Torrey Hunter.
There's not a one player in this league that likes facing Felix. He is one of the nastiest, if not the nastiest pitcher in Major League Baseball. He can get you to swing and miss with that changeup. He's scary. It's not fun. It's uncomfortable every time.
The King, holy smoke, has been outstanding, and his palace tonight is Safeco Field.
Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Palmer.
Well, hitters don't have much of a chance. He does everything that you want to do. He throws a lot of strikes. He throws a lot of sinkers. He can strike you out if he needs to.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. A changeup at 90 miles an hour. 15 punch outs for Felix Hernandez today. He has dangled that carrot in front of the Rays all day long, and they have tried to take a bite each and every time.
Hall of Fame pitcher Dennis Eckersley.
How he walks to the mound. I mean, he is so confident, man. He has got it going on. He really does, and for good reason. I mean, that's half of it. It's showtime, man, when he's pitching.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and there it is. Strikeout number 233 on the season. A new career high for Felix Hernandez, King of the Hill.
Silver Slugger Award winner Tim Salmon.
And I was 0-2 before you could blink an eye with two fastballs that were by me. And so, I'm like, okay, I'll get my two-strike approach here. And then he snapped off a slider, and it buckled me like I'd never been buckled before. And he struck me out on three pitches, and I walked back to Butch. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Nearly 40,000 in the Kings court, bobbing up and down the pitch. Strike three called. He got him at 93 miles an hour. And count him up, 10 strikeouts for the King tonight against the A's.
Hall of Fame pitcher Don Sutton.
I saw a guy last night that has been outstanding, and we may not have seen the best yet, with four pitches that he can make dart and dive and go faster and go slower. He is a complete pitcher, and I think he pitches with a quiet joy.
Here's the 1-2 on its way, swing and a miss, and down he goes. turn Flaherty into a pretzel as he swings through another nasty change. That is punch out number 10 for the King, and he is rolling. And look at him walk off the mound to a standing ovation here at Safeco Field.
Infielder Steve Tolleson.
You know, we found out firsthand, you know, why they call him the King and why, you know, he is as good as he is. And his changeup was pretty tough to pick up.
Swing and a miss, strike three, a changeup. A venomous changeup at 90 miles an hour.
Cy Young Award winner, R.A. Dickey.
The last 12 to 14 inches before it gets to the plate, it's literally like someone steps on the ball, you know, and it goes straight down.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with that changeup. And there is strikeout number 8 for the King. They're jumping up and down in that left field corner in King's Court tonight.
All-star manager and coach, Larry Bowen.
I wouldn't want to play that team in a one-game playoff with King Felix over there. I don't care how good you think your team is, he can shut down any offense.
And Felix, like a cat, is batting around this ball of yarn that tonight is the Angels lineup.
All-star and broadcaster, Ray Fosse.
But Felix Hernandez, when he first joined the Mariners, I remember the guys were saying, oh no, he's in the same division, we're going to see him a lot. It's going to be nice to watch him go in the Hall of Fame as a Seattle Mariner.
He can pass now Tom Seaver on the all-time list, his 14th consecutive start, going at least 7 innings and allowing 2 runs or fewer, and history might have just been made.
All-star and coach, Don Baylor.
It's like maybe hitting off on Nolan Ryan or somebody like that, that, you know, they get ahead of you, then all of a sudden they start mixing it up, and I don't want them to do that.
Fans on their feet waving those K-cards around. Felix with 3 strikeouts tonight. The windup and the 0-2 to Fultz. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Make it 4 strikeouts for the King.
ESPN's Jason Stark.
There are really 2 pitchers who are on a Hall of Fame track. One is Clayton Kershaw. The other is Felix. And if you ask me who is closer, it's got to be Felix, doesn't it? He's 28 years old, already won a Cy Young. Seems like he's clearly going to win a second Cy Young. I mean, Felix is clearly as good as it gets in this sport.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night as the King racks up his 9th strikeout tonight.
His changeup looks like, you ever seen the cartoon Bugs Bunny when he was on the mound and he throws it and the guys are like, 1, 2, 3, you're out. 1, 2, 3, you're out. That's what it looks like.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
I'm one of the few who can count myself very lucky to get to play with a player who I will look back when I'm an old man and tell other people that I had a chance to play with him, much like other people do with probably guys like Nolan Ryan and those guys. I mean, this guy is that kind of player.
All hail the King.
Here's the ovation for the King. Now the 1-2 offer, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and he got him strike 3. And Felix Hernandez with that strikeout is now 5th all-time by himself on the Mariners' strikeout list. He just moved by Freddy Garcia.
And now the right-hander ready. And the 0-2 on the way to Reimold now. Swing and a miss, and a thing of beauty for Felix Hernandez tonight. As Felix comes through with his first complete game of the year, the 8th of his career, looks to the sky, holds both hands straight up to that dark sky. What a job he did tonight.
Guys set for the 2-2 pitch to Trainer. And a swing and a miss. Big strikeout.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes,
out. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss by Murphy. Fooled on the pitch, just kind of a weak half swing, and that is strike 3, and that is strikeout number 4 for Felix, and that's it for Texas.
The 1-2 pitch on the way, and it's strike 3 called on the outside corner at 96 miles an hour, and Felix strikes out 4 men here in the 8th inning. He now has 9. And man, is he pumped. After he gets that strikeout, he looks like a weightlifter after lifting 2,000 pounds.
Again, the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and he got him. Felix Hernandez strikes out Vladimir Guerrero with a nasty, nasty breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Strikeout number 8.
Fastball, swing and a miss.
and that's eight strikeouts as he blows him away. Swing and a miss, and Felix Hernandez has done it back-to-back.
You'll laugh so hard your sides will ache, your heart will go pitter-pat, watching Felix.
Here comes the 2-2 to Gardner on the way. And strike three called right over the outside corner. What a magnificent job by Felix Hernandez, who is throwing kisses to somebody up in the stands as he is triumphantly raising his right fist into the air. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on the way now. And there's a career high strike three called. A fastball right down the middle as Felix Hernandez sends in some major smoke to Coco Crisp. And strikes him out looking.
Nice velocity.
Sounded like it.
And the 2-2 pitch by the big guy. Swing and a miss on another slider. He seems helpless against that pitch. That's four strikeouts in a row. Eight overall.
Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And there it is. Career strikeout number 1,000 for Felix Hernandez. And he becomes the third youngest in baseball history since 1952 with 1,000 strikeouts behind Bert Blyleven and Dwight Gooden. What a performance by Felix. His seventh strikeout of the game.
Felix, I know you can do it. I got a lot of faith in you. You can do it, Felix. Come on, baby.
The windup and the 1-2 to Cervelli. Swing and a miss. And there it is. Strike three. It's strikeout number 10. And Felix Hernandez strikes out the side here in the bottom of the seventh inning. What a night for Felix.
So 17 in a row now retired by Felix.
Felix Hernandez.
Felix Hernandez.
Felix Hernandez.
Felix Hernandez.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Strikeout number 9 for Felix this afternoon. Delivers. Swing and a miss. And a pinch in the dirt. Knocking it down more. He's got it. The throw down to first, and it's in time to get Ibar. It'll be a strikeout for Felix Hernandez, his eighth strikeout of the ballgame and number 200 on the season.
Big right-handers, 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, so that's six. And 14 in a row retired by Felix. What a night for Felix. He is on his stick. He is a hubbin', baby.
Pitch to Guerrero. Swung on. One hopper to second baseman Sean Figgins. He's got it backing up. The throw to first, and it's in time to get Guerrero. 21 in a row retired by Felix Hernandez. Already with a standing ovation as he heads towards the Mariners' first base dugout.
See you later!